It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and then it is the Christmas season. Christmastown Sonora will be returning now in its fourth year. We're joined by a pair of committee members to fill us in on everything that'll be happening this season. Katie Dunn, who is the president of the Sonora Chamber of Commerce, and Ann Segerstrom, who is a committee member and also the mayor of Sonora. So good morning to you both, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So, Katie Dunn, first off, tell us a little bit about the history of Christmastown, how this event got started and now evolved into its fourth year.
Wow. Okay. So, fourth year. It's amazing to even think that it's been 4 years. But it actually started during COVID, and we used to hold virtual chamber mixers. And at our holiday chamber mixer, one of our recipients of the holiday display contest winners mentioned, wow, it would be really great to turn Sonora into a Christmas town. And all of us on the call were like, what? That sounds great. And then January rolls around and we started our Christmas Town Sonora committee. And that's kind of how it started, was with actually Sarah Gordon of Addictions, who won first place of the holiday window display contest. And that's how it started.
And Mayor Segerstrom, how'd you get involved?
Well, I was, as a council member, I sort of always joined the council calls and meetings. And atmospherically, Sonora is just a perfect choice to have a festive downtown Christmas town. So, I said, great, I'll help any way I can. And certainly 4 years later, I'm really embedded in Christmas town. So, really committed to making this work as a long-term holiday festivity.
So 4 years ago, were you optimistic that this would be a year-after-year event?
Yes, we were. And actually, our goal was to become a national and a Christmas town and by year three. That was our goal. And actually, last year, we made that goal, and we are now a nationally and internationally known Christmas town, thanks to the efforts of Visit Tuolumne County.
Yeah, so what does that mean to be a nationally and internationally known Christmas town?
Well, it's a kind of a big deal, and there's Christmas towns all over our country, and they're economic drivers to their cities and communities. So it's a big deal to be a nationally known Christmas town, because people will make their plans year after year, and we want to become a destination Christmas town.
And then the lighting ceremony is going to be the big event to kind of kick things off, right?
Yes. That is on November 27th. It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We meet at the Fire Museum parking lot, and we start the festivities at 5:30. And I start with an introduction and welcome, and then we invite our mayor to say a few words. Also, our supervisor, David Goldenberg, and we also have a blessing from the Reverend from St. James Episcopal Church. This year, we'll have a surprise visit. Well, it's not a surprise because I'm telling you about it.
Cat's out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag, folks.
Right. No, Rudolph's out of the bag.
Yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer will be making an appearance from SRT, their play that will be in just starting, I believe. So we're excited to have them there, as well as MIAC kids will be singing a few carols. And then we do the countdown. And we count down from 10, and then we light up the Red Church, and they ring the bell, and it's official. Christmas Town will have started.
And the park lights up.
And
all the buildings downtown that have lights. So it's just it's just a really wonderful bright spot for the holiday weekend.
Yeah, magical time of the year. You know, if people who haven't come out yet, is parking a challenge? Do they get there early? How does that work? What's your recommendation for people who are going to come out for the first time?
I would say come early. Yeah. I'm so I have blinders on because I'm so involved with the event. So I don't know. What do you think, Mayor?
Well, I usually walk up. So, but it's probably safest to park, off Washington and just walk to the fire museum. There will be, I believe, guards and guides fluorescent outfits to make sure that
we have crossing guards. The Blue Zones Project of Tuolumne County will be providing volunteers to help people cross the street safely. I would recommend coming early because, the fire museum parking lot is not that big of a parking lot. So if you want a good, spot there, you need to come early.
Yeah, and people also watch from across the street or in front of the church. I've seen them as well. But it is this occasion, there isn't any traffic monitoring by the police. It's the highway is still open. So you do need to be careful about traffic and careful about how you approach the location.
There's also an event prior to the lighting ceremony up at the Aronis Research Club, and it's crafting with Tuolumne County Arts. And so that's from 3:30 to 5:30, so families and kids can go there prior to the event and get some crafting in with Tuolumne County Arts.
Yeah, maybe bring them to show at the lighting ceremony.
There you go.
That would be great. Yeah.
So the big lighting ceremony kicks things off, and then that Friday after Thanksgiving is the parade that the Sonora Chamber is actively involved with as well. What can you tell us about the parade this year?
Wow. So, yes, it's the 41st annual Christmas parade. We're super excited to be managing the staging area, basically. It's the city is still involved with all of the logistics as far as road closures and working with Caltrans and the CHP. But the streets will be closing early this year. Earlier, it'll be at 3:00 instead of 4:00 for our parade participants. We're rain or shine,
Yeah, I mean, I believe on the chamber website you have all of the other items that you need to be conscious of if you are a parade participant, and who gets to go past the there's guides here and there, and you have a colored something for your windshield and whatever.
Yeah. I was We're looking trying to at streamline it. Things, yeah, is what yeah, she's yeah, getting yeah. at.
Well, yeah, yes, and it's more about. Being conscious about how you line up and being careful with the high school property as well.
That's true. And also for the walkers, we have several floats that have quite a few walkers. If they have not come through the staging area by 3:00, the road closes for any cars that are not part of the parade. So we do have a drop-off place in front of the high school, in front of the administration building. So there'll be volunteers there to assist there as well.
And it goes the opposite direction of the Motherlode Roundup Parade, heads south for this one.
That's correct.
Well, we're going to get into all the Christmastown activities in just a minute. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to Motherlode Views. We're joined this weekend by a couple of committee members for Christmastown, Sonora. We have Katie Dunn, who is with the Sonora Chamber of Commerce, and the mayor of Sonora, Ann Segerstrom, joining us in studio. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're previewing the upcoming Christmastown, Sonora. A lot of activities are going to be taking place in the coming weeks. Joined on the program today by Katie Dunn, who is with the Sonora Chamber of Commerce, and also Ann Segerstrom, who is the mayor of Sonora. They're also members of the Christmastown, Sonora Committee. I'll go back over to Katie Dunn. Give us kind of a rundown of some of the other events that are going to be taking place then after that Christmas parade that we just previewed.
Okay, my goodness, we have quite a few on our agenda here. I'd like to just talk a little bit about the new things that we have on the horizon for Christmastown, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. So one of the new things that we are doing is on December 6th from 6:30 to 8:30, it's going to be a Christmas dance with DJ Santa. And this is going to be held at the Aronis Club. And it is for teens 12 to 17. We'll have DJ Santa there spinning the tunes along with games and refreshments. And it should be really, really a lot of fun. Another event, which is the total opposite end of the spectrum.
And very exciting.
is... Adult holiday stories with BZ Smith and Peg Riza with adult cocktails. So this will be at Knox Coffee on December 11th, again at 6:30 p.m. And they'll be serving up hot toddies, hot buttered rums, and Irish coffees while enjoying adult Christmas stories. So that's a new event, which we're really excited about. There's a couple other tweaks to some of our existing events. One is the gingerbread housemaking with Santa and Mrs. Claus. That is going to be on December 15th. And we'll have two seatings this year. So it's only going to be one day with two seatings. One starts at 12 and the other one starts at 2. You have to register. We have room for 20 kids at each sitting, and you have to register at ChristmastownSonora.org to reserve your place. All of our events are no charge, so you just have to reserve your spot there. So that's something that's
limited
new.
Space.
It's limited seating there. Also, our holiday Celtic music concert will be on December 8th. Yes. At the Red Church. It's at 2 p.m. And this year we're featuring Sequoia Trio, and it will be a Celtic music concert. We're very excited about that. Let's see. What else do we have here, Anne?
There's the Holly Jolly Wagon, which will be... touring down up and down Main Street all 3 weekends. We'll have carolers on the first and second weekends that will be going store to store and singing with good cheer. Let me see, what else do we have?
Carolers, is that new this year?
Were they here
in the past too?
Yeah, okay. It's Mirth and Glee carolers, and they pop in and out of the stores singing Christmas carols.
Very Victorian.
And they dress in Victorian outfits, and it's really sweet.
Very atmospheric.
It adds to the ambiance. We also have, Christmas Tree Lane this year. So we have...
How can we forget Christmas Tree Lane? It is such a beautiful addition to the courthouse square.
And becomes the talk of the town.
Yeah,
this time of year.
So emblematic of all the different nonprofits. Mm-hmm. I just love to see the way that they are so creative, the way they decorate the trees.
And they're highly competitive, I might add.
Yeah.
It's funny because when they start setting up their trees, they're looking around like, ooh, gosh, next year we're going to do this. And they're super competitive. And it's sponsored by the Sonora Area Foundation this year, which is really exciting. But this year, our event fencing, the Sonora High School construction class created candy canes, wooden candy canes for us that the Tuolumne County Arts is now painting. And that'll be our event fencing for years to come, really, because they're wooden.
Yeah.
And
connected by garlands. So it's going to be, it'll be really kind of, very much a Santa Claus town after that, I think. Yeah. It's just, it always is such a delight to wander through. And think about all the good things about Christmas and all the good things that these people do for the community.
Yeah, it seems like, just hearing you talk about the different events, I remember in the past seeing, the crafting events for the young kids. But this year you mentioned DJ Santa for the teens. You have the adult beverages and the story time for the adults. It's really kind of hitting all ages and different types of the people in the community here.
Well, Christmas is for everyone.
It is for
That's
everyone,
right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And then, so you mentioned the Holly Jolly Wagon. Was that here last year?
It was here last year. Actually, it's been for the last 2 years.
Remember, 1 year it got canceled, right? Because the weather was just crazy one winter.
Yeah, a couple of the
heavy-duty rainstorms.
Yeah. It's all dependent upon our weather, of course.
Right.
And this year it is sponsored by Visit Tuolumne County and also Columbia Stage Line and Stable. It's weather permitting. So it's the first 3 Saturdays from 4 to 7. It kind of coincides with Santa being in his house for the little kids to come up and sit on Santa's lap. So, yeah, we're just praying for good weather. Even though everyone wants rain, we want good weather. We want good weather.
You know, if somebody wanted to take part in that, what's the best way to do so? Do they have to meet at a certain place or sign up ahead of time?
Yeah, so no, there's no sign up. You just have to, we have two...
boarding locations.
Yeah, we have two spots where they can jump on and jump off. One is at Courthouse Park, on Jackson Street, and the other is at the Red Church, right in front of Parish Hall. So those are the two hop-on, hop-off locations. This year, because of the scaffolding in front of the old courthouse, there'll be a longer route to get around to the drop-off at Jackson Street. It'll be a longer ride for them. So,
and Mayor Segerstrom, what kind of volunteer effort does it take in the community to put on this event every year?
Well, having served on the committee for 3 years now, we always need volunteers to help decorate, and that usually happens at mid-November. This year it'll be, I think, November 17th and 18th. So we decorate the Opera Hall. We decorate Coffle Park, the entrance to Coffle Park. We decorate the entrance to Lineberg Street. And we also decorate the Fire Museum. There's always room for a guy that has a toolkit and a ladder and knows how to construct a Christmas tree from different parts and string the lights together so they all work. And so these kinds of things that, don't take a lot of time but really help decorate the town and dress it up. And it's a lot of fun to be out in at 9 o'clock in the morning putting bows up on the balcony of the Opera Hall or doing garlands over Coffle Park. It's another sense of community, and we can always use volunteers. So, get involved.
Do you plan this event year round, or does it really just ramp up in the last few months?
Oh, no, it starts in January. We plan it year round, and just getting, that's why we can keep adding to it, because it's become kind of turnkey for us. But in order to really pull it off, we really rely on our community and our community sponsors, because it is an investment in the city of Sonora, having Christmas Town, and it costs about $25,000 for us to do that. And it's because of our community sponsors that we're able to do this year after year. And so we're super thankful for our Merrymaker sponsors. And if you don't mind, okay, thank you. I would love to thank the Chicken Ranch Casino Resort. They are a new sponsor for us this year. Also the Sonora Area Foundation, Blue Mountain Minerals, Visit Tuolumne County, Robert Hawk CPAs, Coffle and Segerstrom families, and the Columbia Stage Line and Stable. Am I missing anyone, Ann?
If we have missed you, we thank you.
Yes, that's true. We do thank you.
Because these are, it's just an investment in, community spirit, and we really appreciate that ongoing support.
And just the organizations that have opened up their locations, like the Odd Fellows and the Aronas Club and Knox Coffee, and Blue Zones for, helping us with crosswalk safety.
Yeah.
It really takes a village, and also many hands make light work. So
We, of course, hope everybody will shop local this holiday season as well. Is that kind of a big part of it, to draw people downtown and patronize the local businesses?
Yeah, and look at their window displays, because that's also part of the of Christmas Town. There's, what, three different categories?
We have five categories. We have the we have voters' choice. We have our mayor's choice. And we also have the Sonora High School leadership class choice. And then since we started Christmas Town, there's businesses that have gone way above and beyond. And so we have Best Holiday Lights now, that and also Best Holiday Cheer. So we have five different categories.
Yeah. And there's a cash prize for all five?
No, the cash prizes are for the Christmas Tree Lane.
Ah.
For second and third for Christmas Tree Lane.
You just get the glory of being selected.
That's right. And you get a little decal in your window for our holiday display contest winners.
Great bragging rights, for sure. We need to take one more break. We're talking about Christmas Town, Sonora, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined on the program by Katie Dunn, who is with the Sonora Chamber of Commerce, and also Ann Segerstrom, who is the mayor of Sonora. Motherlode Views will continue in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking about Christmas Town, Sonora, the festivities that are going to be happening, kicking off on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving with the lighting ceremony downtown, then the big Christmas parade the Friday after Thanksgiving, and back to the Christmas parade. So again, remind everybody just things to keep in mind if they're going to be heading out to the parade with street closures and all that type of thing.
Sure. So the street closures will start at 3 p.m. However, the parade starts sharply at 6 p.m. I just remind everyone to dress warmly, arrive early so you can get a good spot to see the parade, and also try to set up your chairs not too early. I know it does create an issue for our businesses downtown when you set them up too early. So if you can set them up maybe the day before would be great. And do you have anything to add?
Well, just that the chairs are also kind of a hazard, a trip hazard, and they do block the sidewalks. So just to be considerate, yes, you know, maybe 24 hours versus 48
or 72
or 72. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I know Clark Broadcasting will be out. I'll be announcing the parade again this year with Mark Trupner, most likely, and Alicia Rock's planning to take part, Mark Grauer, I believe Nick Peterson. So look for us along the streets as well. It's always a fun time. Mayor Segerstrom, I imagine you'll be in the parade this year.
Yes, look for my brother's yellow truck. And hopefully all the council members will be with me and maybe their families and their kids. So we will be waving and wearing Santa hats. So, yeah, and looking forward to, you know, people maybe recognizing us and coming to council meetings occasionally. So, anyway, I want to encourage people to get involved, both in Christmas Town and in the city of Sonora.
Just need Hallmark to come film a movie now. It's got the perfect setup.
Right. Wouldn't that be perfect?
Anything else that we should mention looking ahead? Again, it's kicking off on the 27th, that Wednesday evening, and then continuing through the month?
The only thing I really want to mention is to really support our local businesses and shop local. I know that you had mentioned it earlier in this segment, but this is a huge time of year for our local businesses. So if we can support our neighbors and friends and shop local, that would be fantastic.
And I have to say, as a local shopper, I always find things in Sonora, you know, from clothing on down. Mm-hmm. You know, the toy store has such unique inventory. And you can go in and say, you know, I need something for a two-year-old. And they know it, you know. So, and I never find these things anywhere else. So, and people are always like, where did you get them? I bought them in Sonora. So
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's we do have a really unique community, and it's and we really appreciate everyone supporting it.
For that lighting ceremony, one of the signature spots, of course, is the historic red church, the St. James Church. Is the rumor true that it might be even a little bit brighter this year?
This is true. We have expanded our lighting of the red church. The entire church will be outlined, so it's going to be spectacular in the winter nights.
And Katie Dunn, anything you'd like to add on that?
Oh, gosh, I'm just so excited. I've been working on this all year long, so I'm super excited that this is all coming together, and we have such a great committee. And if I can just give a thanks to my committee, I'd love to give a shout-out to Shanna Huber, of course, our mayor, Ann Segerstrom, Melissa Holcomb, Denise Button, Margot Welton, and Sarah Gordon. These are our core committee members that have really been with us from the get-go and just been building on our Christmastown year after year. And so I just want to give thanks.
Mayor Segerstrom, any thoughts just on the community building aspect? You came back and ran for city council after you had moved back to the area, and this is one of those events designed to draw people downtown. It gets people out moving around. Just your thoughts on just keeping this event, you know, active and continuing into the future.
Yeah, well, I mean, community involvement is so important. You know, that I think, and in this day and age, everyone's busy. It's easy to get isolated or not, you know, or not, you know, feel like you're involved. And Sonora is a little town that can, and we need everybody to pitch in and help us move forward, help us grow, help us, you know, continue to support these wonderful events like Christmastown. I'm sure, you know, I'll buttonhole you anywhere if you want to talk about getting involved in city government or committees, because we do need everyone to remember that their town is important and that individual support is critical.
And anything else, Katie Dunn, that you'd like to add?
Oh, my goodness. I just want to wish everybody a happy and safe holiday.
Yes, of course. And Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's
Christmas
right.
Is coming.
And then Christmas Tree Lane, remind me, when is that going to start to pop up and you'll see the decorations there?
So we typically start setting up Christmas Tree Lane the week following Thanksgiving. It's typically on Wednesday morning, weather permitting. That's what I tell all of our nonprofits. It's weather permitting. But it's usually we start setting up at 8:30 in the morning.
And they start arriving at 7:30.
That's so true.
And then how soon after do they decide the winner and the special recognition for that event?
Thank you, BJ. Actually, we announce all of the winners at our holiday community mixer, which is on December 17th at the Sonora Opera Hall. It's from 5 to 8 p.m., and we announce the winners for Christmas Tree Lane as well as our holiday window display contest winners.
So at the Opera Hall, is that one of the bigger mixers of the year?
That is our big mixer of the year that we co-host with Visit Tuolumne County.
So if people want to come out to that, what can they expect that evening?
A lot of fun, actually. Well, it's not your traditional mixer. It's more of a celebration. We're celebrating what a 2024, basically, of all of our events, both with the Chamber as well as Visit Tuolumne County. We'll also have a silent auction and raffle to raise money for, I know it's going to sound crazy, but Christmastown 2025. We take any opportunity to raise funds.
And it's open to the public.
And it is open to the public. Yes.
Well, again, it's Christmastown 2024, the fourth annual event now coming up. It's going to be the main event kicking off, or the kickoff, not the main event, but the kickoff coming up on November 27th with the lighting ceremony and then all kinds of events that are going to be happening afterwards. Mayor Segerstrom, any final words you'd like to mention?
No, but be sure to come out on Thanksgiving weekend and help us start the celebration.
It is almost here. We thank our guests for coming in today. We've been joined by Katie Dunn and Ann Segerstrom. I'm BJ Hansen. I'm your host. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at Christmastown. We'll see you back with more Motherload Views next week.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.